Chapter 32. The night the lights went out in Piqua. The massive spray of water hit Captain Underpants with a powerful kersploosh. Suddenly, our hero's confidence disappeared, and he fell screaming from the sky. He shrieked as he tumbled to the ground and smashed into the earth with a terrifying sound effect.
Ker-Cameron!
Hey, I am okay, said Mr. Krupp as he sat up and dusted himself off.
Wait a minute, shouted Sir Stinks-a-Lot. He's not even hurt. How could that be?
Sir Stinks-a-Lot reached down and touched Mr. Krupp with one of his gigantic, glowing fingers. A powerful burst of Zygo Gogo's elastic energy zapped forth from his massive fingertip and scanned Mr. Krupp's body. Quickly, the villain's bulbous brain analyzed each and every strand of DNA in Mr. Krupp's body until a foreign substance was detected.
So, shouted Sir Stinks-a-Lot, you've got alien superpower juice in your DNA. I guess I'll just have to extract it.
Sir Stinks-a-Lot's finger grew brighter and brighter as he performed one of the most complicated laser surgeries ever. A superpower juice-ectomy. Carefully, he removed all of the superpowered elements from Mr. Krupp's DNA and absorbed them all into his massive, glowing body. Mr. Krupp was unharmed, but he ran home screaming anyway.
Now I've got superpowers, laughed Sir Stinks-a-Lot. And now I am truly unstoppable.